Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our November 2023 call for Buddhas and Butterflies. We are working on the integration session, which is, of course, our work with breathwork today. So as we, move towards breathwork for today, I'm going to invite you to get a nice, quiet, cozy place set up for yourself if you haven't, already, and make yourself a little bit of a comfy nest. When you've got a comfy, cozy place to ideally lay down on your back, I'm going to invite you to settle on in, make any adjustments you might need to. And as you land here on your backs for breath work, when you're ready, in your own timing, and if you feel so called to, I would love if it's available, if your cameras are working and if you're open to doing so, feel free to have your cameras open if you are live. It makes it a little bit easier for me to see what we're working with and to cue things accordingly. And I'm happy to do it blind as well, so no worries either which way. But if it's available for you today and I can tailor something more particularly for our time together, feel free to have yourself on video. And I'm going to introduce our music for today. And just let me know if there's particular conflicts, I should say, between the sound and the music and my own mic volume. And as we're going, as always, you are welcome to let me know in the chat feature how you're doing with things, and if you need extra support, I can be available for you in a number of different ways through that, okay? All right, so I'm going to invite you to begin to open up the jaw to just the point of mild stretch. And as you're activating that mild stretch, I'm going to invite you to begin the connected breath practice, which is a vibrant inhale and a surrendered exhale. Vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale. Meaning the vibrant inhale requires a bit of vibrancy, a bit of effort, just ever so slightly, not a lot, not putting everything into it that you have, but a little bit of effort. And the surrendered exhale means that the exhale drops away, nothing to control or manage or do. It just is like air leaving a balloon. And as you open up the mouth to the point of a mild stretch, and you begin to breathe in such a manner, I invite you to take out the pauses at the top and the bottom of the breath. So the inhale ends right before the exhale begins. The exhale ends right before the inhale begins. So we don't actually pause the breath. It keeps moving circularly. I'm going to invite you to continue that practice for the next 45, 50 minutes or so. At the end of that, we'll culminate in some shares around what this experience was like for you today. And as you begin this practice of the breath today, I'm going to invite you to take a moment to scan your body, your mind, and land on anything in particular that's easeful to be with, that feels good to be with. And when you've landed on something that's pleasant, easeful, beautiful to be with, I invite you to notice what you like the most about that thing and to savor it, to appreciate it, to drink it in. Noticing how that lands, what the response is inside of you. And if any part of that feels good or easeful or pleasant, so I'm going to invite you to savor that too. And drinking that in a little deeper with each breath. Thank you. Thank you for being here, and thank you for calling this medicine in. Thank you to Creator, Spirit, Universe, that which is eternal, whatever we call this. And thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, seen and unseen, who have gathered here with us today. We give thanks to the earth here that we're lying on, that's holding us. And we give thanks to the sky, and to the elements of fire and water. Thank you. Thank you to all that goes into creating this capacity to be alive, to witness, to experience the joy of what it means to be a human being here, now, today. Amongst all of its pain, amongst all of its suffering, amongst all of its challenges. Thank you for the full spectrum of sorrow and delight, of agony and ecstasy, and everything in between. We ask that today's work live on in good ways for us and our families, our ancestors, our lineages, and our communities, and all that we serve in this world. Thank you for this gift of exploration in this way today. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And as you breathe here today, see what it's like if you want to put just a little bit more rhythm, or picking up the pace, I should say, to match a little bit more of an upbeat rhythm. And at any point in time, if you need to back off of the practice, if there's an intensity, you have a couple of options. The break, so to speak, is to slow the breath down, or to take the breath to the nose, and to touch in on that resource that you found earlier, the thing that was pleasant, easeful, beautiful for you. And if you want to put more pressure on the gas pedal, then I'm going to invite you to pick up the pace, to take some breath to the open mouth. Each breath, an opportunity to feel. Each breath, an opportunity to move. And each breath, an opportunity to sing yourself alive again. And again. And again. And again and again and again. After every one of life's challenges, hurts, pains, and sorrows, there's an opportunity to return. And if I know anything at all, it is this. There is always another way, and there is always a way out. There is always a way out. So I invite you to breathe into all those areas of hurt, of challenge, of stuckness. And breathe into them, giving them life, meeting them, feeling them, being with them. And breathing you alive again, amidst all of that all. Amidst all of that all, you still get to live fully. These first few breaths, these first few minutes of the practice, I invite you to gently meet any edges of hanging on, of holding on, of resistance, and letting them be there and greeted, welcomed, in a way that lets you really become almost allies with them. Like, hey, I see you. I see the parts of myself that really just want to hang on and don't want anything to change. I see the parts of me that are a little scared, worried, concerned, upset. And I'm here with you. And I'm here with you. each breath an opportunity to connect a little deeper to all the parts of you. That's the way. Each pulsation of this breath, of this music, an opportunity to feel something new, something different. Each breath. I can be with this. It's okay to feel even more. It's okay to feel even more. This body can handle it. This body can handle it. It's been here before. It knows what to do. Leaning into this breath, leaning into this body, leaning into this mind, this soul, this heart of yours. And breathing it all alive. And as you breathe it alive, as you breathe it alive, all of it, you become, you have the opportunity to become consciousness itself. Every breath an opportunity to experience consciousness directly from Source itself. The breath, an intermediary between spirits and human. An opportunity to experience awareness from the point of consciousness itself. following the breath, the path of awareness, following the breath and where it goes in your body, to bring awareness to every single cell, every single part of you. Feeling, living. How much more is there here to be explored in a good way? How much more in this life do I want to explore with curiosity, with compassion, with care for myself? How much of this life do I want to curiously, with compassion, with care, explore for myself? All those worries, all that sadness, all that overwhelm, it's a part of it. It's a part of this. And we get to breathe into that and be with it. Become the source of curiosity, a source of exploration. What is it to dive in here? And what is it to know that you can handle? You can handle these depths. You can handle these depths. It's okay to go deeper. You've got what it takes to go just a little deeper. What is it to swim in the depths of yourself? What is it to swim within the depths of you? Every breath, an opportunity to go as deep as you want to. You get to choose. You get to choose. What is it to consciously choose the step that you want to go to? So many times in our lives, we may throw ourselves off the cliff, jumping, without even looking, thinking. We do it somewhat unconsciously. We take a plunge. I'm going to invite you what it is to explore going into the depths, step by step, consciously. And if you so choose, because you get to choose, if you so choose, I invite you to go 1% deeper. And perhaps 1% deeper now. If it feels right, you decide. And amongst it all, notice how it is for you to make those choices for you. Not because I said so, but because you get to choose to do it. Yes. You get to choose your yes. You get to choose your no. And you get to change your mind any time you want to. I'm gonna invite you now to make a little sound if it's available in your space to do so. I'm gonna invite you to make a little sound. Keep going with your sound. However it comes through is perfect for you in this moment. Making a little sound. If it feels right with that sound. Now I'm going to invite you to move your body, to let your entire body move in any way that feels right. It might be slow, it might be quick, it might look like a temper tantrum. I really recommend a good temper tantrum if you haven't had one lately. Arms, legs, head moving in all directions with this sound. Thank you. I see you. I hear you. Your expression is so very welcome here. Thank you. When you're ready, letting the body settle and land when you feel complete, if you haven't already. Letting the body settle and land. We're going to bring in more movement again in just one more minute. So letting this settle and land. And when you're ready, I'm going to invite you to move your body like a snake. Starting from your tailbone, letting the movement come all the way up through the spine. Like you're slithering like a snake all the way through, all the way through the spine as it rises through the low back, the rib cage, and through the neck. Vertebrae by vertebrae, moving slowly at your own pace here. And for those of you that feel like you could use a little bit faster movement, link it all together, feel free to do that too and explore what it is to move quickly, slowly, quickly again. What is it to say yes to this body and the way it wants to move through you, with you? What is it to nourish yourself with movements, with breath? What is it to receive this nourishment in this way? I open to welcome and receive and rampantly delight in nourishing experiences with wild abandon. I open to welcome, receive, and rampantly delight in nourishing experiences with wild abandon. Let that rumble through. Let that rumble through that heart of yours, this spine of yours, this body-mind of yours. Yes. You're welcome to stay with that movement of the snake slithering as much or as little as you like over the next couple of minutes. Curiously exploring different rhythms. Slow, quick. And perhaps pausing to rest and explore that rhythm. You have the right to pause and rest. You have the right to pause and rest. And you have the right to move again. You have the right to flow again. You have the right to move and flow in this body mind of yours. What is it to choose stillness? And what is it to choose movements? If you so choose to explore it in this way, I'm going to invite you to, on purpose, now do just that. Choose stillness for a couple of breaths. And then choose movements, any type, slow, quick, sensual, erratic, you choose for a couple of breaths. Choosing stillness for a couple of breaths. Choosing movement for a couple of breaths. We're going to keep going back and forth another handful of times. You're welcome to do this in your own timing, or you're welcome to follow my cues. Choosing stillness for a couple of breaths. Choosing movements. Choosing stillness for a couple of breaths. Choosing movements. Choosing stillness for a couple of breaths. Choosing movements. Stillness. Rest. Movements. Stillness. Movements. Stillness. And resting here. And as you rest this time in stillness, notice if you can find the movement that's inherently here, even in stillness. And just for fun, as an experiment, and doing it playfully, because it may go one way or another, just see what happens for you. If you can see, if you can find the middle point now, between stillness and movement itself. The space between stillness and movement itself. what's here in the center, in the middle, this space, which is actually quite wide. What's here in this space between stillness and movements? And playing that, playing with this for as much or as little as you like. You're welcome to continue with this. If this feels like it's not quite hitting the spot for you, then let it go. Let it go. Noticing what it is to choose what's right for yourself. Noticing what it is to choose what's right for yourself. I am right here. I am right here. I am right here where I've always been. In me. In my body. In my mind. I am right here. Inside of myself. I am right here. Inside of myself. Where I've always been. Where I've always been. as you land back in your adult body?
Ooh, child,
What is it to nurture your little
things are
ones?
gonna get easier.
To offer love, care,
Ooh, child,
tenderness
things will get
to your inner children,
better.
to your little ones, to your
Ooh,
inner
child,
child.
things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday we'll get it together and we'll get it all done. Someday when your head is much lighter.
Offering love to your little ones.
Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Offering care, touch, words of love.
Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get
Holding them with
brighter.
tenderness.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier.
And receiving them,
Ooh,
receiving
child,
their
things will
emotions,
get
their
brighter.
feelings, their thoughts, in ways that you may not have ever had the opportunity
Someday
to be on the receiving
we'll
end
get
of.
it together and we'll get it all done.
Offering that missing
Someday
nourishment.
when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter. Child,
Yes.
things are gonna get easier.
Offerings of love. Noticing what it is for that little one to receive, to be held
Come now,
in the arms of love.
child, lay it down. Just breathe.
Dropping the practice of the breath
Just be.
and resting with your little one now.
Come be cradled in the arms of love. Just breathe, just be.
Dropping the practice of the breath, letting
Come,
you and your little one rest together now.
child, lay it down. Just breathe, just be. Come be cradled in the arms of love. Just breathe, just be.
Resting in love with your little one.
Child, lay it down. Just breathe, just be. Come be cradled in the arms of love. Just breathe, just be. Come now, child. Just be. Come be cradled in the arms of love. Just breathe, just be. Come now, child, lay it down. Just breathe, just be. Come. Just breathe, just be.
Thank you for calling this medicine in. Thank you to all of your compassionate helpers, both seen and unseen, who have gathered here with us today. If you can, stay with us, and if you must go, please do with our blessing. Thank you to this earth that's held us, to the sky above. Thank you to the elements of fire, of water, and all the ingredients of life itself. Thank you for your rich blessings. May this work live on in good ways for all of our loved ones, our families, our ancestors, our lineages, our communities, for our little ones, for our little ones, for our elders, for our elders. Thank you to all the wisdom keepers who have guided us in remembering how to live, how to be, how to feel, and how to respond to this pulsation of life itself. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Om. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Just breathe, just be. Come be cradled in the arms of love. Just breathe, just be. Thank you to your little ones. Just breathe, just be. Thank you for receiving. Just breathe. And thank you for sharing. If it feels right, letting them know that you're going to check in on them later on in the coming days, hours, perhaps. And letting yourself simply be and rest. If it feels right, touching in on that resource that you found earlier and resting with that. Introducing small movements into your fingers, your toes, your eyes, ears, and nose. And gently rolling to one side or the other. When you're ready, gently rising and We'll come to share a little bit about our experiences for today. To be witnessed in our shares is often one of the most critical elements of the whole process. I'm going to invite you to, if you can, stay for just a couple minutes. I'm going to stop the recording for the confidentiality and the privacy of the chairs. So for those of you who are listening to the recording, know that I'm very happy to receive your shares at any time. Feel free to reach out. And thank you again for the blessing, mwah, of getting to work with you today. Yeah.